USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Three people were injured after another mass shooting on a college campus.
Students at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas were caught off guard when they started receiving texts about an active shooter on campus.
I peek out the window that I sit next to and you just see students running around and police cars coming by.
That student speaking to Fox 5 Vegas from the school's library, which was locked down. Las Vegas Metro Sheriff Kevin McMahill said the shooter was found dead.
I want to assure the community there's no further threat. We are continuing the investigation here.
It was 6 years ago when the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history happened at an outdoor concert on the Las Vegas Strip. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden's plea for aid to Ukraine and Israel faces obstruction from Senate Republicans due to an absence of changes in U.S. border policy. The national security package, totaling over $100 billion, failed to secure adequate votes to advance in the chamber this evening. The National Transportation Safety Board has identified a culture of silence regarding mental health within the aviation workforce. During a summit, the NTSB had stated that existing FAA regulations compel individuals in the aviation industry to either conceal or reject assistance. In response, the FAA recently announced the establishment of a new rulemaking committee aimed at fostering an environment where pilots and air traffic controllers feel comfortable discussing mental health issues. Americans anticipate increasing their holiday shopping expenditure by at least $100 compared to last year. According to a Gallup survey, the average projected spending on gifts for this season is $975, marking the highest estimate since Gallup started tracking holiday shopping in 1999. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
CVS is overhauling its prescription drug pricing methodology with the introduction of CVS CostVantage. This new approach employs a formula considering the drug cost, a fee, and a predetermined markup to calculate both the drug's price and reimbursement with pharmacy benefit managers. Set to launch in 2025, this model aims to enhance transparency in CVS's drug pricing system. Executives anticipate that the shift in payment models may lead to lower costs for some drugs while potentially increasing expenses for others. President Biden expressed uncertainty about running for re-election, stating he might not have entered the race if Trump weren't a contender. During a campaign reception on Tuesday, Biden emphasized the importance of preventing Trump from winning. Making multiple campaign stops in the Boston area referred to Trump as the election denier-in-chief. Washington is providing much-needed funding for high-speed rail line in the West.
Allocating a quarter of the cost, the White House is investing $3 billion in the Brightline West Rail Project. It's a high-speed rail line set to connect Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A bipartisan coalition of lawmakers from the region has been advocating for the Biden administration to greenlight a federal grant. Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen emphasized that the project will significantly impact the state's tourism economy and transportation, describing it as a game changer.
That's John Schaefer reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.